Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right into this battle taking place in the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is where the two temples were located. It's also the place where Abraham offered up his son Isaac, Mount Moriah, where God showed himself as Jehovah Jireh. And it's amazing how Lucifer and all of his children want to take anything that is
God's,
the gods represents God, as if the stuff and the things, you know, he exists outside of all that. He was just trying to take over where he had his foot. That's how awesome he is.
Right.
And so when you see people praying at the Western Wall, there's the foundation wall of where the temple used to be. So when you see this golden dome, that is not Christianity. That's Islam, where they actually tried to take it over, and they controlled the top of it up there. They used to drop stones down on top of the Jews when they were praying by the wall there. Mm. And how they stir up, we're going to find out, is when they begin to stir up Muslims, is when they begin to start bringing up negative things about this. But understand that the Lord is going to rule, and Jerusalem is his city. And even though, remember this, and we're going to go right into it, remember this, that Americans booed Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. And now look what's taking place. Listen to CBN News.
It's one of Islam's most revered sites, and it rests in a place that's holy to both Christians and Jews. The Al-Aqsa Mosque sits on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And if you want to spark Muslims into an anti-Israel frenzy, just claim that the Jewish state is threatening its existence. It's a tactic that has been tried many times. And although it isn't true, it's aimed at undermining not only Israel, but Judeo-Christian beliefs as well.
It's one of the most holy and contested pieces of real estate on earth, the Temple Mount.
Muslims have to pray, but others, Christians and Jews, they can visit, just visit. No, not to make pray inside.
Al-Aqsa Mosque shouldn't be there.
For decades, Islamic leaders have used a potent lie to incite Muslims to control it.
The libel that Al-Aqsa is in danger declares that the State of Israel and not some extremist underground group is plotting to knock down the mosques on the Temple Mount.
Known in Arabic as the Haram al-Sharif, or Noble Sanctuary, it's the place where two consecutive Jewish temples once stood. The second was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans. Now, Muslim mosques occupy the site.
The Golden Dome of the Rock to my right is the most identifiable Muslim shrine on the Temple Mount. But it's the Al-Aqsa Mosque to my left that Muslims consider the third most holiest site in Islam. They believe that the Prophet Muhammad took a famous night ride from Mecca to Al-Aqsa on his horse, Al-Barak.
Al-Aqsa was first built in 705 AD. The current structure was rebuilt in 1035 AD, but some see it as the foundation of history.
You know, Adam, when he descended from the heaven, he came here and he was praying here.
No different between Sulaiman and King David and all the prophets. It's all the same. They've all been in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Today, the entire plateau is referred to as Al-Aqsa. Nadav Shragai wrote the Al-Aqsa is in danger libel, the history of a lie. He says when Muslim leaders want to unite the masses, they claim it's in danger.
The match that ignites the people and brings them to the streets and causes violence is this libel. Al-Aqsa is in danger and this is baseless.
Archaeologist Dr. Gabriel Barkai says there have been excavations near the Temple Mount, but never under it.
The Temple Mount, being the most important of all sites in this country and one of the cornerstones of Western civilization, was never touched by the spade of the archaeologists.
That doesn't mean, however, that no one was digging. Critics claim Muslims manned the shovels in an attempt to rewrite history.
Since the 90s, there were many destructive diggings going on in the Temple Mount, which were not for archaeological purposes, but the contrary, for destroying archaeological data and establishing new political facts upon the Temple Mount.
More than 10 years ago, Islamic religious authorities hollowed out room for one of the biggest mosques in Israel, digging up thousands of years of history with bulldozers from under the Temple Mount. Barkai headed an operation to save artifacts from the discarded material. Years later, archaeologists and volunteers still sift through the debris. Barkai says Al-Aqsa is built on top of subterranean hollows dating back to the Second Temple period.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque was ruined entirely in 1927 by a severe earthquake. That's the only danger to Al-Aqsa. The only danger is from the rage of the Almighty and not from people.
According to Shragai, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, started the libel against Israel in the 1930s, accusing the Jews of wanting to collapse the mosques on the Temple Mount. It led to Muslim rioting and murder of the Jews. And the tactic hasn't lost its potency.
Let me say they do not see it as a lie.
We asked Muslims in Jerusalem what they think.
Yes, it is in danger.
Why?
Because you see all of the prayers coming inside from other, you know, Jewish.
To destroy them, to take the place, it's in danger.
And they are digging underneath it and digging and digging and they don't find anything.
In 1969, a visiting Australian set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Islamic expert Dr. Yitzhak Reiter says at the time, the entire Muslim world believed Israel wasn't doing enough to protect the mosque.
They developed the whole mythology about this place. They say that Israel was involved in this firing of this place.
And the myth continues. Just a month ago, a documentary aired on Palestinian television expounding on the lie. Israelis arrested a key Islamic figure recently for incitement against the state. He told his followers Israel planned to break into the Temple Mount and they should use their bodies to prevent Jews from going up there. Jews and Christians are forbidden to pray in the Temple Mount, though sometimes they attempt to do so. Reiter says from the Muslim perspective, that's enough to cause trouble.
They interpret it as endangering the site.
Others say Al-Aqsa is not in danger from Israel.
Not at all. Not at all. They've been allowed it to remain. They've invited the Muslims to continue to pray there without much difficulty.
The Orthodox rabbis said that we're not allowed to go over there beyond the wall till the Mashiach will not come.
This Hamas cartoon for children even accuses Israel of manufacturing an earthquake to bring Al-Aqsa down. So what do some Muslims and Jews say will happen to Al-Aqsa?
God will save it.
God will destroy this.
For more on this story, check out our Jerusalem Dateline webpage and find it at cbnnews.com.
It's so important to understand you're looking at Lucifer tactics.
Yeah.
Did you notice they said they've used this tactic before? It's just, it's typical, you know, tactics that, that we talk about, of course, the 13 Alinsky tactics, but he dedicates it to Lucifer. Because it's the tactic, he began using these tactics, and we're just seeing the same things taking place over the Temple Mount. As a matter of fact, in the extra hour, we're going to begin to talk about the 13th tactic here, but what Israel's wise to, this is just tactics they're using. They don't care that it's not true or not. They don't care that this narrative, this alternative narrative is not true or not, the cartoon that they actually created an earthquake.
That Israel's creating.
You know, it's like, how do you explain that I just got judged by God? I tripped. The lightning happened to come down, and it was. I don't know why it hit my tent, but it just split my tent in two. But I'm sure it wasn't. It couldn't have been. No, it just because I'm right. It couldn't have been. It had to be the Jews.
Well, their tactic is always, it's always the Jews' fault.
Isn't it amazing? It's like, how did the Jews make the lightning come down? How did somebody else? I mean, if it splits your tent in two, right?
Hello.
I mean, you think at that moment, you would think, okay.
This is a clue.
Maybe it's been Alinsky's tactics. That's what it was. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to BFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.